Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome to the You Got This podcast, featuring authors Donnie and Sandy. We invite you to settle in, open your hearts and minds, and be inspired to trust and present hope in the Lord. When you allow Him to lead the way, you got this.
To another awesome episode of You Got This with your host Sandy and Donnie from Your New Life Ministries. This is episode two, season six. Okay, and we're still talking about salvation and what it means, and several other topics about salvation and what it means to you, what it means to everyone, actually, not just the unsaved but the saved as well. Because I mean, we're not separate from you guys at all. We're all equal in this journey going through God's good graces. So we just wanted to touch on that a little bit, plus what the Bible tells us about it. And you know, we get a lot of, as Christians, we get a lot of people saying we're judging because of different people's lifestyles. Well, it's not judging at all, but we'll get into that as we, as this podcast moves along. So let's start with the first topic and we'll continue on it until we think we're done with it. It's called the salvation. What it means.
So salvation is, to me, I'd rather believe that there's a hereafter and there's a heaven that we can go to. It's kind of depressing to think you die and you go get buried into the ground or burn. That's kind of depressing. Don't you think? I think I would rather believe that there's a hereafter. And besides that, I know there is. My 16-year-old son was killed Thanksgiving. Last week was the anniversary of my 16-year-old son's death. And after he died, he came to me in a couple of dreams. But the one that meant the most to me was God does give me dreams, and they and I know the ones that are from Him, and they all come true. And this one was a precursor to my mom's death. She had Parkinson's, and she died of complications to Parkinson's. And my son died November 27, 2000. My mom died a year later, December 26, 2001. And so, to comfort me in my son's death, but to prepare me for my mother's, the Lord gave me a dream, and He showed me something so beautiful that I can't explain. He showed me my son standing behind Jesus, the gates of heaven. It was a beauty that I couldn't even draw if I could draw, but I couldn't. Can't even explain it. I don't have the words to explain it. But my mom was waiting outside. So He was preparing me that my mom was fixing to come home. Heaven is real. Heaven is real. So salvation is your promised home in heaven. Okay, in the Bible it talks about a plumb line. So we have a lot of evil in the world. Eternity is forever. Do you really want all the evil that we have here on earth in heaven for an eternity?
I wouldn't, but who knows what the world thinks. But the Bible also tells us we are not of the world. We're in the world, but we're not supposed to take part of the world. And that's where it gets you in trouble, because everybody wants to be in the in crowd. Like, well, God doesn't want us to do that. He wants us to share his message to the people, to the rest of the world. That way they don't perish in hell or where people choose to believe they go. But I believe they choose to go to hell. But God doesn't want that for us. I don't understand why people choose to hate the thought of Jesus or God in general. I don't know why they choose to hate it. They go, oh, it's not real, it's not real. Well, who are you to say what's real and what's not real? Who are you to say that the Bible is not real? Who are you to say that anything's not real? Why should we choose to believe you versus our Creator? What makes you so special?
And so, salvation, there has to be a plumb line. And so, Romans 3:23 says, we all fall short of the glory of God. So don't think you're singled out. I'm not singled out. We all fit into that crowd because we're all flesh. And the flesh is weak. We're all carnal. And we make mistakes. We're going to sin. But Jesus Christ provided the answer. He was beaten beyond human recognition. And it says that in Isaiah 52, verse 14 and 15. Then, to top that all off, he was exhausted at that. But he was made to carry his death sentence. An over 200-pound cross up the hill to Golgotha, where they hung criminals. Then he was nailed to it. Nailed to the cross while he was alive. How is that hateful? No, it is love, pure love. It says in Romans 5, verse 8, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That is love. And he teaches us to love. So if anybody dies without knowing him as Lord and Savior, you made that choice on your own. He doesn't send anybody to hell. We send ourselves. Are we out to please men? Who are they? They're just another human being. Why do we put people on pedestals and think we have to follow everybody else? I'd rather follow my Creator who died for me. He says in Jeremiah 31:3, I've loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I've drawn you with loving kindness. People talk about free will. Well, he gives us free will because he doesn't want robots. And so if he took free will away, we'd have to take it all away. So sometimes people use that free will to the disadvantage of others and hurts others. But just as my son, when they were little and we used to live on a road that was called Stagecoach Road, and boy, was it. Okay, and I would hold on to his hand and say, please don't run ahead, you're going to fall and get hurt. There's a lot of big, huge potholes and stuff. But if he doesn't listen and he yanks away and he goes up ahead and falls and gets hurt and even hurts somebody else while he's falling, is it my fault? No, because I told him what to do. God tells us what to do. It's called the Bible. But he also tells us he's going to be there to pick us back up. He's going to pick us up like I would tell my son, you should have listened. But then I'm going to hold him and I'm going to put some healing salve on there to heal his wounds. And that's what God does for us. So free will, he's patient with people because he didn't want anybody to perish. 1 Timothy 2:3 and 4 says, God our Savior who wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. So, salvation is your promised eternal home in heaven, but then you get the Holy Spirit because he teaches you. As you read the word, he reminds you, he says, I remind you those things I have taught you, John 14:26. So he teaches us and he leads us and he guides us. We know it by his peace. He's the Prince of Peace. So salvation, you think you have all the knowledge in the world?
Nobody has all the knowledge in the world except for our Creator, Jesus Christ. But a lot of people like to believe that they're right and we're wrong. But if we're wrong, we ain't got nothing to lose. If we're wrong, fine. Nothing happens. But if we're right, we get to go to paradise.
So let's just do this. If you're listening, pause this and get a piece of paper out and a pen, pencil, whatever you can find, crayon. And then draw a big, huge circle on that paper. You got that? Okay, so that circle is all the knowledge in all the universe, not just here in the United States, in the whole universe. So, within that circle, draw another little circle which represents your level of knowledge. To me, it was only just a small little circle and the whole big one still existed. Then that's a whole lot of knowledge of stuff that you don't know left, right outside of the circle you drew. So what if God exists outside of that circle, outside of your knowledge?
Right. I mean, we shouldn't pretend to believe that we know everything. I mean, this is not going to happen. I mean, Einstein didn't know everything. He's supposed to be the most knowledgeable person in the world, and he didn't know everything. He still didn't believe in most things that he couldn't prove. Like, well, there's a lot of things you can't prove. You can't prove there's what happens after life because nobody's been there yet. So why are we going to pretend that there's nothing else beyond there? How do we know? We don't know.
So another thing, people say, oh, it's just full of hate, full of hate. No, actually not. And it's a relationship because he says in John 1:12, to those who believe him, to those who received him, they were given the right to become children of God. That denotes family. When you love somebody, you don't want to hurt anybody. You don't want to hurt people you love. And really to say that the Bible is dumb and it's not true, and if you've never read it, to me, that's ignorant. You're talking about something you don't know. I wouldn't take a book on physics, which I have never taken that class and don't plan on it. It's not me. But I wouldn't take that book and say this is filled with stupidity. Because I've never studied that book. I wouldn't say any book is stupid without reading it first. You're making a judgment about something you don't know. Please read it first so you can have the knowledge. Then you can come and say what you think is wrong and right. But in there, when you say people hate, then you're talking out of ignorance when you're talking about Christians hating.
Because it's not about hate. It's about we're trying to share the truth. But if you don't want to hear this, tell them you don't want to hear it, then we'll stop. I mean, most people should stop because we don't want to alienate everybody. It's caused a huge fight that doesn't need to happen. We're just telling you what the Bible says. And if you say we're wrong, fine. We'll just walk away. We won't alienate you or anything like that. But I know some Christians want to push it, and that's wrong. And that's where it gets into arguments, fights, and disputes, which doesn't need to happen.
So tell the people, tell our listeners, some of what the Lord tells us to do and how to treat people in the Bible.
Well, we're supposed to treat people with kindness and compassion. And when the Christian goes up to a person that kind of has an opposite realm of thinking than Christians do, Christians often want to push their beliefs on there, which that's where people say that they get hated on and get discriminated against, which in some ways they're probably right because they're doing it the wrong way. And you can feel how a conversation is going. It's not brain science to figure out which way the conversation is going and just end it. But if they want to actually hear it, if they never heard it before, then come at it in a calm, compassionate way and let them know what the real truth is.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
What we think is real truth, and go from there. I mean, it's not a subject that should be hated on or a misconception or mistaken conceptions on.
So the Lord also tells us in the Word that we are supposed to love one another as He has loved us. Mm-hmm. It also tells us to show kindness, to show mercy, compassion, and forgive people. How is that being hateful? It tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, love is kind. Love is not rude. Love does not keep record of wrongs. How is that hateful? It says further down in that chapter, love never fails. How is that hateful? It says, in humility, consider others better than yourself. How is that hateful? It says that we're not supposed to judge others, and people who do are wrong. They need to get themselves in check with the Lord, because there's only one lawgiver, and that sure is not me. There's a lot of things in this world that I don't believe in, but I'm going to treat those people with kindness and with love, because judgment doesn't come from me. I'm not good enough, nor do I want that position. If people ask me, if they ask me, I'm not going to lie. But if they ask me what I believe in, I will tell them. But then I will also, while I believe this, and I believe this because this is the Bible and what it tells me, and it's always been true to me. God has always been true to me through everything I've read in the Bible and through every promise I've stood on. God has been faithful to bring it to pass in my life. So I stand on the Bible, on God's word. I will tell that person, while the Bible says this and I believe it, it also tells me to love one another and not to judge one another. So while I believe this, I'm going to still treat you as God wants me to, and that's with the love of God. I am not going to criticize you for what you believe in your political beliefs, for what kind of job that you have or what you wear. Because I'm not the lawgiver, I'm not the judge, nor do I want that position. So the people who do act that way, I just pray that God will help them to see the light, because that is wrong, to treat anybody with unkindness and to expect them to live up to their standards. So really, Christianity is not hateful, because God tells us to love, to show mercy, to show kindness, to forgive people, to turn the other cheek, to do unto others as we would have them do unto us. So how is that hateful?
Exactly. See, that we're not supposed to hate, we're supposed to love, but we're all supposed to love you enough not to lie to you. And that's the whole entire purpose point we're trying to get across. But if somebody tells us, I don't hear it, or this is wrong, fine. Stop the conversation altogether and say, well, have a blessed, wonderful day, and I'll talk at you later if you want. It's not that hard to say that.
Donnie, can I have my drink? You know, I've just found this new drink. Oh, I love green tea. And this is flavored green tea, and it really is good. It's called Aspire Drinks. And I've always got something to drink. You can ask Donnie, because I have allergies really bad. So it keeps me with a scratchy throat. But I tell you what, Aspire Drinks is an energy drink that has balanced, crash-free energy and 80 milligrams of natural green tea caffeine. They have delicious flavors like raspberry acai and mango lemonade. Okay, that is my absolute favorite. Yes, they have sweet cherry and a whole bunch of other flavors. Go to aspiredrinks.com. It is really good, and I have found that actually their drinks, I've seen the same drinks at some of the other stores, local stores here. And if you go to Aspire Drinks, they're actually, you can get the same amount of drinks, but a little bit cheaper price. It has zero sugar, so it's keto friendly. And it has vitamins like B and C, and enhanced with biotin and ginger. It is really good for you, and it is good. I've tried it myself. I don't tell you about anything that I haven't tried myself, and I don't agree with. These are great drinks, good energy, zero sugar. Go to AspireDrinks.com, and guess what? if you put in our promo code YNLM, and those are the first letters of our ministry name, Your New Life Ministries, YNLM, you will get 20% off. That's awesome. And
also you get free shipping. Can't beat that either.
Yeah, free shipping in the United States, within the United States. So go to AspireDrinks.com, check out the drinks and their flavors. Really good. Green tea is good. It's got high in antioxidants, which is good for you as well. So check them out today.
Okay, now we're back to our conversation, and we're going to touch on a couple other things that the Bible tells us. Point A is, if we're wrong, fine, we ain't got nothing to lose, but you guys will if you guys will have everything to lose. Your salvation, you don't go to heaven, which everybody should desire to go to, and sorry, we're trying to tell you.
So back to that, to expand on it a little bit more, if I'm wrong and the Bible tells me to love one another, to show kindness, to forgive and show mercy and grace, guess what? I lost nothing because I lived a life being nice to people and showing kindness and love. But if you're wrong, do you really want to chance that? Is it really that big a deal? Because you're not giving up your life. You don't have to become a nun or a preacher. You don't have to sing in the choir. If you want to do those things, go for it. But you don't have to. You can still live your life as a housekeeper. You can still live your life as maybe a model or an actress or a truck driver or a construction worker. It doesn't matter. You can still live your life. You're just promised a home in heaven, and you have the Holy Spirit to help lead you and guide you through life. And He is also our provider. So many times things have happened and we didn't know where we were going to meet, how we were going to make ends meet, and God provided. You're not promised that on the outside. And then you have a family, a church family. We go to a church that we really love, and we're like one big happy family, and they're always there for when I need them. I had knee replacement surgery, and so I couldn't get around for a while. And my church family would, during the first few weeks, would help because Donnie worked for the post office and had long hours, and they would help bring food. So you gain so much. You gain so much by becoming a child of God. First of all, the Lord Jesus Christ, being thankful for what He did for you on the cross and promised an eternal home in heaven. So, before we close, I'd like to offer you a chance to receive Him. You don't become this different person. You just gain a new heart. And He heals all the brokenness that's within you from things you've done in the past. And yes, you have years of the world in you, and it's going to be a day-by-day renewal process. You're just not all of a sudden everything, boom, in a flash, done, gone. There is a day-by-day where He heals your heart little by little as you talk to Him, as you read the Word. But your heart is made brand new, and you will know it. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for all those listening, for all those who want to make You, Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior of their lives. Lord, we're praying together, Lord, that I believe, Jesus, You are the Son of God, and I believe You died on the cross for my sins. And I ask You to forgive me my sins. And people, You can name those off in Your heart. And Lord, I ask You to come into my heart, fill me with Your Holy Spirit, baptize me with Your Holy Spirit, lead and guide me through life, and show me the next step and the next step that I should take. Help me along the way. In Jesus' name, amen. So if you prayed that prayer, please go to my website. We have a free book for you. And it's yournewlifeministries.org. And, or you can go and email us directly at info@yournewlifeministries.org. But if you go to the website, skip on down to the contact us page. Subscribe to our newsletter. But fill in the contact us and say, hey, I just prayed with you. And just, hey, just let me know what date you prayed so I know what episode you prayed with us with. And be sure to give your address. No charge, no anything, no, not even shipping charges. Book is totally free. And I'm going to send you a book. It's called Jewels from the Word. And it's got chapters based on things that I needed when I was first saved and when I was going through my life of hell, living with my ex-husband and dealing with all the abuse that I suffered. So these verses helped me, and I'm going to send it to you free of charge. And you will be blessed. Check out our website. We have all our previous podcast shows pages. And hey, if you're looking for a speaker at your church, visit our speaker page and our book page. Visit our book page as well.
Yeah, just and in closing, always remember, you know, you got this when you let God lead the way. And also, my wife just published her 41st book. Check that out, too. What is it called?
It's called The Power of Compassion. I'm excited about this book. It's an uplifting book about two young boys who make a difference in a homeless man's life. And through some series of events, they end up, the community gets involved in helping this man out. His life gets transformed. He wasn't homeless because of drugs or alcohol. Not everybody who's homeless is because of drugs and alcohol. Got to get rid of those preconceived ideas. He was homeless because of his wife of 50 years died, and he just couldn't bear to live in the house anymore, and he just walked away one day. So that's another thing about passing judgment. Don't pass judgment. But check out that book. It should be released in the next week or two, so keep checking our website, yournewlifeministry.org, because it's called The Power of Compassion.
Yeah, so in closing, always remember, you know you got this when you let God lead the way. I'll catch you later, guys. Bye-bye.